Moments of Melody Time, a program to send you on your way with a song. Here's a little story I enjoyed recently. It begins, "There's an old saying, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours." That makes good sense. I need you to scratch my back because I can't reach it myself. Another way of saying it is, a favor given deserves a favor in return. I remember seeing a paralyzed woman and a blind man beautifully illustrate this lesson of mutual help. The crippled lady supplied eyes for the blind man, and the blind man used his feet to aid the lame. What a sight to see them cross the street in the traffic. She in her wheelchair used her eyes to look for the green light, and then he in turn used his legs to push her across the street. Each man helping well his brother, seeking guidance from above, finds his worth in serving others, thus fulfills Christ's law of love. There are a lot of Christians doing nothing, but there are no Christians who have nothing to do.
The Savior's great commission to go.
Lord, hear me praying. Listen to my plea. O God, my King, for I will never pray to anyone but you. Each morning I look to you in heaven and lay my request before you, praying earnestly. I know you get no pleasure from wickedness and cannot tolerate the slightest sin. Therefore, proud sinners will not survive your searching gaze, for how you hate their evil deeds. You will destroy them for their lies. How you abhor all murder and deception. But as for me, I will come into your temple, protected by your mercy and your love. I will worship you with deepest awe. Lord, lead me as you promised you would. Otherwise, my enemies will conquer me. Tell me clearly what to do, which way to turn. For they cannot speak one truthful word. Their hearts are filled to the brim with wickedness. Their suggestions are full of the stench of sin and death. Their tongues are filled with flatteries to gain their wicked ends. O God, hold them responsible. Catch them in their own traps. Let them fall beneath the weight of their own transgressions, for they rebel against you. But make everyone rejoice who puts his trust in you. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. Fill all who love you with your happiness. For you bless the godly man, O Lord. You protect him with your shield of love. The writer of this psalm was troubled by the world about him. We do well to be troubled and then to act. Remember the saying, there are a lot of Christians doing nothing, but there are no Christians who have nothing to do.